This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Another 10 Democratic U.S. presidential contenders will debate Thursday night, following a spirited Wednesday night debate in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Fighting poverty, combating climate change, fixing immigration, and reducing gun violence among the key issues in the first debate of the 2020 cycle. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says President Trump is bragging about a great economy, but it's not great for everyone.
Government is working for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, and we think 2020 is the chance to change that.
Before a Miami audience, several candidates interlaced Spanish into their remarks, drawing loud applause, and a technical glitch made it awkward when they couldn't hear a question about last year's high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. In the end, Senator Amy Klobuchar says,
the key here is what unites our party right now is much more important than what divides us.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has begun a two-day official visit to Pakistan to pursue what aides say would be the normalization of the relationship between the two uneasy neighboring countries. The Afghan leader held delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Imran Khan shortly after arriving in Islamabad. The discussions focused on strengthening mutual cooperation in a number of areas, as well as peace and reconciliation efforts in Afghanistan. A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two crew members and injuring dozens of passengers. Russian officials say the plane overshot the runway after landing, hit a small building, and caught fire. Russian authorities have launched an investigation into the crash. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Osaka, Japan, where he is attending the G20 summit. His first meeting was a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, during which Trump said the two countries have been very good allies. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe wants a consensus on trade and other contentious issues when he chairs this week's summit.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper is at NATO headquarters in Brussels today. He's asking NATO allies to help the U.S. mount a broad effort against Iran. AP Sagar Magani reports from NATO headquarters.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Magani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
A German humanitarian ship carrying 42 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya is in an Italian port today, defying orders from Rome to stay away. The ship stopped by Italian Coast Guard and finance police boats. According to a decree approved in June, the Interior Ministry has the power to deny access to vessels that it considers a risk to security. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Axley says the decree raises concerns.
This boat-by-boat approach cannot continue. We need states to come together and find a system that allows boats to immediately disembark in a port of safety with no returns to Libya, and then a responsibility-sharing mechanism for hosting the refugees once they reach dry land.
The vessel, operated by the German nonprofit Sea-Watch, had spent 2 weeks on the open seas when no European country would accept it. For all the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com, or for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.